Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
You guys look like the grown-up Charlie Brown characters dancing.
it's so easy to know which one is Snoopy.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. So happy to be back in studio. Very nice. Back with my brother, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
What's up, baby
boy? Both coming off the road. Both doing great things.
Immediately leaving for the road again.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I'm back out tomorrow.
Seven in the morning.
Shout out to everyone in Pittsburgh. See you tomorrow night. Great show planned. It is the Real Ass Podcast. We are live on a Wednesday. Sorry that we are a few minutes late. Sabrina Piper was late.
Oh, don't blame it on me.
It was 100% you.
Don't blame it on me. Sorry.
You walked in at 12:01.
Okay. And I was... Hey. And then
went to the bathroom.
You were talking. You were in the middle of a conversation.
That's true.
Don't put it on me.
Can I defend her?
Please.
Shannon,
I'll
take the blame.
Can you defend her for why she doesn't talk to her microphone? She has her microphone pointed at her tits.
Oh, my God.
Your tits don't make sound, Sabrina.
They
will.
They
will. Squeeze them on.
Aruga!
Shannon, please defend me.
Shannon, get her back.
We had
her pussy and her crack.
We had a last minute
take the front
cancellation this morning, and Sabrina responded
like
a couple
hero.
Hours ago and answered and did and made it in. So she did great. Uh-huh.
Like a hero. All right, you know what?
You're welcome.
You're speaking Zach's language.
Like
a sandwich. Yeah. Like a big sandwich.
Why are you even awake that early?
I'm sorry.
The Jews have to start controlling the weather as soon as the sun rises. Do you not understand that, Dave? The sun had to come up.
Somebody has to come out of the tunnels. What do you want?
Sabrina Piper's here. Very happy to have you back on the show. Thank you for saving the day. Karen Feehan missing in action. She canceled on this. She canceled on the pilot episode of Story Wars tonight that we're filming at the stand. So what a bitch. Either way, get better soon, Karen. Dave Cyrus is here as well. Very happy to have you back on the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here with another Jew.
Sweet. Taking over.
Great show planned today. I'm telling you right now, we have an exciting show. Shannon, what are we up against?
So I have two different things. One's good, one's not so good. First one, 1955.
We'll be the judge.
Yes. In 1955, Disneyland opened.
Okay.
And then in 2014, Eric Garner dies from NYPD chokehold.
So which one's the good one?
It's up to you to decide.
Shannon, I know you're like, Shannon's from Staten Island. If there's a black person selling cigarettes outside in front of a deli in Staten Island, that gets Shannon's blood boiling.
I want to be clear, both Disneyland and the Eric Garner story involve innocent people being murdered.
Yes, that's true.
It's important to remember that neither of these are blameless.
Did when they opened Disney, well, at 1955, there was probably like, you know, no child labor laws. How many people died in the construction of Disney World? I bet there's a lot.
I don't know about construction, but there are a few famous deaths early on. I mean, there was no one was really trying to stop anyone from jumping off of things and having like machines that would kill you. You know, rides.
Is Disney World a big suicide destination?
No, probably like a water park or something.
There's like
a fair.
There's a famous story of a guy jumping off like it's on like the Matterhorn when his girlfriend dumped him or something. That was like the first death there or something. I remember reading that.
Shannon, is there Disney suicides?
I have this one. September 1994, a 76-year-old man jumped to his death from a ninth-floor balcony of the Disneyland Hotel. That was the first suicide known to be committed at the Disneyland Resort.
I call foul play because he made it to 74. Come on.
And it's the hotel. That doesn't count at all. Everyone kills himself in hotels.
Yeah.
That's what they're for.
If I was going to kill myself, I would make it as annoying as possible for everybody. Like, I would make sure they have to close, like, something. I'd kill myself in the Sphere in Vegas.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you can't even open windows in hotels anymore. It's such bullshit. Just because a few hundred people wanted to kill themselves.
Well, that's also only certain, like, jurisdictions. Like, you go to certain hotels and then you're like, oh, I'm on a balcony now. Like, this is crazy. Or the window opens up. I don't know. There's certain places that they don't really care, which is kind
of
nice.
Maybe we're in different classes of hotels.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because I feel like I haven't opened a window since the 90s.
Really? No, no, no. There's certain places you go where you could open windows. Because I smoke weed, so I always know if you could open a window.
Do you get a smoking room? Do you tell them smoking, non-smoking?
No, typically the only place you get a smoking room is really Vegas, and they smell so gross that you like smell. It smells like you're sleeping in an ashtray. I would rather just pay the $300. That, which is another thing, what's kind of funny, if they said to you at the beginning of the hotel trip, hey, for $300 you could smoke weed for this weekend in the room, you would just pay it. So why does it feel so fucking annoying when they take the $300 out of your account?
I mean, I tour with Pete, who pretty consistently, you know, if he wants to smoke in a room, we'll just do that.
It does. Yeah, he doesn't give a shit. So. He's also rich.
It's different.
It's different.
It's different. It's different. So different.
For me, here's the thing. I'll do it once in a while. They'll hit me. And I'm like, ah, you got me. But one time I got hit like 2 weeks in a row, and it affected my mood. Like, it really fucked with me. I was like, dude, I can't just burn money to the god.
Yeah, he's already paying for two rooms, one for him and one for his giant cock. So I'll take the $300 hit to also smoke.
Doggy. I'm telling you, man. Fucking Pete Davidson can't lose, huh?
Talented guy.
Good for him. So, yeah. All right, Shannon. So that's great. Disney World opened up. What are other horrors that have happened at Disney World? That's a thing, right?
I think a lot of people die on the things you don't expect, like the people mover type of shit.
Yeah. I mean, like
the trams and shit, I think, kill more people than the rides. But I know they said that Space Mountain was known for giving seizures and heart attacks.
Which is amazing. Wow. It is the lamest roller coaster that has ever existed. It's basically like a really small roller coaster with a bunch of fans to feel like you're on a real one. So if you die on Space Mountain, you had weeks to live.
Yeah. They say that's like a running joke at Disney. Because they also, I guess it's still an urban legend, but that they don't pronounce you dead on the property.
Yeah, I've heard that. They hose it down, make sure that you get pronounced dead. Whatever 51% of you is left, they'll pronounce
that's
dead in
not,
the hospital that
definitely,
outside.
Yeah,
it's definitely an urban legend.
That's
but
definitely
suppose, like, if you're like that, decapitated, they'll do CPR on you.
Yeah, yeah. Until the second you're off the property.
Yeah, Disney World is like one of those weird places. My son just went again, and I'm happy that he went again without me because now I don't have to go back.
He's getting a little old. 11's a little.
He is. He's
that's
he's,
peak age. Yeah. You can still enjoy it,
doggy. He's like a little fucking man now at this point. I'm not gonna give out his business, but the fucking kid is straight up like if there's an adult just in my home. He's as tall as my sister. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's macking bitches.
Oh, yeah. It's wild. The kid's fucking...
He's just been a dude that hangs out lately.
I'll tell you right now, 100% my son is not gay.
That's what's up, nigga.
Mazel.
Not that'd be a problem if he was.
You gonna give him a party?
No.
Something to celebrate?
We're not going
to
say it's, you know.
Sexuality reveal party. Get some fireworks. Try not to cause a forest fire.
No, he likes girls, and I think that my libido was passed down to him. I'll just say that much. He's going to be a little fucking hornball. I could just see he like is nonstop keyed in with chicks now, for sure. So
that's about that age, too.
Yeah, 11. Yeah. Like, he's turning 12 soon. Yeah, he's like fucking.
Yeah, he's just this big horny kid crushing sandwiches.
Yeah, dude. He's like, no, he eats so much. He eats a wild amount.
He's just crushing.
Dude, he will eat. He will out eat anybody. He's got a little mustache. It's fucking wild, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, he's that's fucking. Crazy. Dude, it's really.
Don't be one of the dads who doesn't let him shave for like too long. You know, you ever see that?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're all like, oh, if you start shaving, you'll be shaving the rest of your life. And they make their kids have those like
a
horrible,
wispy, weird mustache. Yeah. Oh, when is he can't start shaving at 11. That's crazy.
I shave my legs at 11. My mom tried to make me not.
You're a girl. That's also that's weird, though. Like, why are you shaving your legs? Nobody's touching your legs.
Well, that's the thing. I was a cheerleader, and all the other girls had their legs shaved. And I was
you
like,
were a cheerleader?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. No. Was...
You're probably eating too much of that like, hormone-infused chicken. You're probably going through puberty at like 6 because you're.
I was very Sephardic for an Ashkenazi.
Like a Jewish cheerleader.
Yeah.
Give me a quarter.
They refused to build the pyramid.
Oh, fuck? Was it other Jewish cheerleaders, or just you went to a normal school, or was it a Jewish school?
No, it wasn't a Jewish school. Yeah. It was a
Jewish cheerleaders
school.
Probably sign up so they could cheer for a quarterback.
I had friends at the Jewish school, and they would be like in basketball, and they would be in soccer, and you know they would still have to keep on the leggings under their long skirt and the long sleeves, like as they're out there playing.
Yeah,
it was wild. I so always begged my parents never send me.
You
to
started.
Like
you're
that.
11 years old. You started just shaving yourself down.
I did. I remember sitting
your
down in the
too.
Shower. No, not the pubes.
You let them grow
I,
in.
I actually
get past.
Hold on.
This is bad.
Jorge. Sabrina, slow it down.
Okay.
Talk to us. Okay. Talk to us about your your pube journey.
I'm 11.
Okay, hell yeah. Hold on.
I'm the same age as your son.
Nice. This is hot. All right.
Yeah. Sorry.
She
I
also
sit
has
down
a thin mustache.
Right over my pussy.
Yes.
And
her
I decide.
Pussy's like John Waters.
Okay, too young for that reference. And I decide to shave. So I sit down in the shower. I get the razor, and 2 hours go by, and I'm just going for it.
The legs.
Now,
did you have any leg hair? Or
oh,
you
I had
like
leg hair.
To be a kid.
Oh,
looking
I was.
At her head, she had leg hair.
Yeah.
It's a hairy.
I might be
girl.
Ashkenazi, but I was Sephardic from the waist down.
Yeah, I'm half and half. My body hair is
so far. My dick's
Ashkenazi.
Getting really hard. I'm using the air horn a lot today.
Jews can really go either direction.
By the way, I know me and Zach were both fighting to get to that version of that joke. I saw Zach's eyes rolling in the back of his head. He started doing that possessed thing. Oh, I beat you to it, Zach. Oh, that's rare. It's rare.
Because I'm still doing another bit in my head, so I had to get there. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the field. The T-neck Dreidels. Come on, ride the train. All right.
So yeah, so
when did you first start shaving?
My face?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he probably wanted to avoid razors for as long as possible.
Come on, bro. Don't be that way, dude. He RIP Papa.
It's like one of the two things I remember about you.
It's true.
And you can't shave with a needle.
Yeah. When I started shaving, the first time I shaved my face.
Yeah. Do you know pubes? Do you guys know pubes?
I don't think I've ever completely shaven my pubes. Huh. The first time I ever trimmed my pubes, I was probably in my 20s, and I used scissors. And
I
remember
used scissors too.
I snipped my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I literally snipped.
Oh,
literally,
yeah.
Just the tip. I literally just split open and was bleeding
we've
everywhere.
We've all been there.
Then, with this is what a psycho I am. Within 2 days, it became a scar, became a scab, right? But then. Even though I know I snipped my dick, I knew 100% that I snipped my dick, I still went through the mental process of convincing myself that I had herpes.
Yeah. Oh, that's
that
funny.
That sounds about right.
I was like, well, this is a herpes. I was like, I probably didn't really snip my dick. I probably just activated a herpes with whatever it was. I just got there and I just convinced myself. Like,
dick anxiety is a fascinating
thing. It's a crazy thing.
Like, you can convince yourself of a lot.
Anything, dude. I'll convince myself. If I start thinking about my dick enough, I'll make the tip of my dick burn. Like, if I'm just like, if I've done something questionable.
That's how you know a young comedian's talking about your dick.
I know I caught it in a zipper once, and for like a week or so, I was just terrified that a girl would see it and just never believe that that's what happened.
All right, I don't know what Bricks is doing. Is this a deep fake, or is this a deep fake? Is this a girl that looks like Sabrina? Or is this actually Sabrina with her tits out?
Oh well.
Do you want? Do you want to? Do you want to see it?
Well, don't tell us. Don't tell us. I want to guess.
That's a scary deep fake.
Is that a deep fake?
You know, that's my face. That's my face.
It looks like your face.
It looks like my face.
Hmm. It's pretty sweet.
That is a scary deep fake.
Solid. These are all deep fakes. Bricks rules.
I mean, I can tell you right now, her nipples are like 4 times that size.
Nice. Big old fucking.
I'm just grossed out. You think you would see my nipples? It's just so gross. I can't even come up with a joke. I'm like, that's fucking gross, dude. Shut up.
Oh, no. Clarify. I am joking. I've never seen them.
Old yarmulke nips over here.
I can tell you right now, whatever she's wearing, it covers it. It literally the second that it's covered, there's nothing. There's no nipple that's not seen. Like you could.
I want to see you get out of this. Yeah.
No, I'm saying if you even moved your bra slightly, we'd start seeing nipple. It's covering everything we're not seeing.
Yes.
Is my assumption.
Yes.
good.
Damn. That was damn good. Cyrus swinging a miss with the girl in the room. Damn.
Oh, she's Jewish. I don't need to try.
Doesn't matter. We have a great show plan. A lot to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the way right now. We're already rolling. We're trucking and bucking, baby boys. Sabrina Piper, what you piping on?
Oh, Sabrina Piper. That's Hot with Sabrina Piper. And my new co-host. Sorry, I took Natalie DeChico. I know she's out there waving hi.
And dressing hot as hell on your show.
Natalie dressed like a little slut bag on this show, guys. So.
You guys, I did Natalie's makeup recently and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, Natalie's finding herself here with Sabrina Piper. I'm very excited about this relationship.
Dave's going to talk about my nipples one more time, and then he's going to get replaced with Natalie for the rest of the show. It's been
Dave Cyrus, what are you plugging?
Oh, God. Dave Cyrus, Cyrus on stuff. I guess I'll be doing New York Gramercy Sunday. Is that something I can? Yeah.
Sick.
And, Triumph on Daily Show. Watch that.
Love it. Zach and Miko.
Hey, if you're listening live tomorrow night, on Thursday, I will be at the Ruins in Dallas. Friday night, I'm doing a late show at the Creek in the Cave, 11 p.m., Dirty Adults Only show. And then I'm going to be hanging out in Austin on Saturday. So check my Instagram and see where I'm going to be at.
All right, guys. Live dates coming up this Thursday night. Pittsburgh Improv. This is with Scott Chaplin this week. And then we're going to be driving out to Cleveland, Ohio, going to Hilarities the 19th and the 20th. Very excited about these shows. Then next weekend, I'll be at Howlin' Wolf in New Orleans. Grab those tickets in advance. Going to be a fucking great time down in New Orleans. And then I'm doing Club 337 on the 27th of July, the next night, Friday, Saturday. Then we got the Cape Cod Melody Tent, the regs at the Melody Tent, Hyannis, Massachusetts. That's in Cape Cod. And then I got Governors on Long Island, Tacoma, Spokane, Appleton, Wisconsin, Janesville, Wisconsin, Atlanta, Georgia. The same weekend at Atlanta, Orlando's happening. That's coming in. Toronto's on the books as well. Houston, Texas. Lots of dates. They're all up on my website. I'm touring all throughout the year. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital. The casting option should be... It's working on some phones right now, but by tomorrow it should be working on everything. So you might be able to cast this show right now to your TV. I don't know if you can. They hit us up this morning saying that they're testing everything out today. So test it out. Let me know if it's working for you. But you should be able to cast right from the app. Brand new shows coming to the network. Maddie Smith's Madhouse, Violent J's Funhouse. A lot of house-named shows. And then Story Wars, all happening right here on the Gas Digital Network. Within the next month, all of these shows are premiering.
Dave's about to leave the house.
Dave's leaving the house. Just make sure when you subscribe to Gas Digital, use the promo code RAP. That will unlock thousands of episodes that are not available anywhere else. Amazing content, all uncensored, all ad-free. You can go back and watch the history of shows like Real Ass Podcasts and Legion of Skanks, all the classics. You can search all of your favorite comedians who have been on hundreds of episodes of podcasts all throughout the Gas Digital universe. And we do a bonus episode every Friday that is just for subscribers. So make sure you subscribe. It's the best way you can support us. Use that promo code. You save $1.50 a month. It's $9 a month to subscribe for the entire network, which is pretty goddamn incredible. Most Patreons cost more than that. And check out both my specials available on YouTube. Check out both my podcasts, The Regs and Legion of Skanks. And just thank you guys for being here. You guys are the fucking best. You guys are the best. Brandon Carlson says, Lewis talks about casting like he just cured cancer. Is that how I would say if I cured cancer? I cured cancer, would I go, hey guys, you know what? I cured cancer. Use it or don't. We're still testing it. We'll see what's up. Would that be my energy if I had just cured cancer?
Mom, I'm sorry. I figured out casting too late.
Shannon, I need you to time out. Who was that? Brandon Carlson for 3 minutes. And also time out Amy Winehouse baby daddy for 3 minutes as well, just because I know he's probably talking shit. I don't even know if he said anything, but I know that there's no way he's not popping off right now, popping off the mouth. You come at the king, you best not miss.
You really wield power comfortably, don't you?
Yeah, I love it, dude.
You really, really take to that.
48 Laws of Power, baby boy. We covered the 48 Laws of Power. That's actually, if you want to watch something on demand, that's great. We went through every law of power and as it related to our lives in a 4-part series called The 48 Laws of White Power, the Real Ass Podcast. It was pretty fucking sick.
We could have knocked it down to like 6.
It was pretty fucking sick. Yeah, we really could have skipped through a bunch of them, but it's fine.
A lot of redundant.
A lot of people calling me gay. A lot of people calling me a fag. People are calling me cancer specifically.
They get it.
And that's that. All right. All right, Zach and Miko, let's take a quick moment and talk about Capsulite, which is a great, great sponsor. I could have used Capsulite. I fucked up. I should have brought it to Austin. I was so fucked up the next day. Every time I go to Austin, I get hammered. And that's when you need, when you know you're going to go get messed up, when you know you're going to have a night of drinking, you'd want to feel great the next day. Capsulite has you covered. It prevents that awful feeling the day after drinking. You take it before and during your night of drinking to keep yourself guarded the next morning.
It's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated. It supports your liver, and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol that causes the symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. It comes in a fun little portable packet that you can take right with you to the bar, the club, or, I don't know, Lewis, a comedy festival that you might plan on doing some heavy drinking at.
Yeah, right now, all you got to do is go to Capsulite.com. That's Capsulite.com. Use a promo code GAS to save 30% off. Get yourself, this is festival season, get yourself some Capsulite to have you covered. Capsulite.com, promo code GAS for 30%. All right, let's get back into it. So, let's see, a lot of, here's the thing. Trump gets shot in the ear. All of these celebrities die. Nobody gives a shit. No one's talking about these celebrities dying. Also, what happened with the guy from Jack Black's group?
Kyle Gass,
yeah. What did he say? Why are people pissed off?
It was his birthday. They were playing in Australia. He blew out his candles. And when he made a wish, he said, don't miss Trump next time.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Got a huge laugh.
That is just funny. Hold on. Funny. Look, that's it.
Huge laugh.
That's it.
There are certain things that we all know what will happen if you say the thing you want to say in that moment.
Yeah.
He had to know this would be a problem.
I guess. It's a joke.
I think he wasn't thinking. They were fucking around. It's such a fucking crazy thing for a rock star.
Can we stop being pussies for a minute?
Yeah, it's comedy. It's rock. It's like, who cares? It's rock.
Who gives a shit? You're so, but it doesn't fucking matter. Like, if he would have said the same thing about fucking Biden, if he would have said, I wish the shooter would get Biden next time.
Yeah, that'd be bad too.
Yeah, no, but this is the point. Nobody on the fucking right would be going like, oh my God, how dare you joke about the death of somebody. Shut the fuck up, dude. After 9/11 happened, comics the next fucking day were making fucking jokes, as they should have been. That's what comedians do. That's what we're supposed to do. It doesn't fucking matter. Stop being a fucking faggot. If you're on one side and you're only mad about jokes on that side, you are a fucking faggot. You are part of the problem. Get the fuck out of it. Don't even have an opinion on comedy. You're a fucking bitch. Oh, it makes me sick.
No.
It makes me fucking sick. Okay, and what's funny is because people on the right used to have thick skins. Well, dude, I'll tell you right now, you could back before when Trump was first in office, like, honestly, dude, it was all people on the left that were thin-skinned fucking pussies. Then Biden got in office and everyone on the right became thin-skinned pussies, and now everyone is just thin-skinned pussies. What is going on?
Yeah. I do think Kyle should go on the news and say, what people don't understand is, it was my birthday. I think people would be more forgiven if they understood.
It's a wish.
They should say that on Fox News. Like, guys.
No, I was saying this to Cyrus in the lobby. It's just like, what Jack Black put out was not his statement. It was lawyerese. What Kyle put out is lawyerese.
What were the statements that they put out? They apologized, right?
Well, he apologized. Jack Black said that he's canceling the tour.
No.
And the band's on hiatus. Yeah. But, dude, he's also got billions of dollars behind him with that Kung Fu Panda franchise and everything else he's got coming out.
So they're just School playing.
They gotta do it for now.
It's playing cards.
They gotta do it.
This is a temporary situation.
Yeah, it's a lot of people's jobs. If he were to get boycotted and a movie bombed, that's a lot of money a lot of people would lose.
There's certain cards that are put in front of you. You have to play certain hands.
Yeah,
it just is what it is. There's just like, when you're Hollywood, and this is why when Daniel Tosh apologized back in the day, remember he made the rape joke?
Yeah.
And I remember, like, a lot of people were like, he apologized. And I remember kind of being like, I get it. You shouldn't apologize for a joke. But he's playing a different game. Like, I'm saying dumb dick jokes in a comedy club and on a podcast. He's playing a game where he has millions of dollars on the line. He's got a family.
How many people's jobs?
A staff. They have, you know, that's the way that they eat. So I don't disparage somebody necessarily. But
it sucks, but he had it though.
It's still kind of soulless. It's still also Jack Black doesn't need money. I also hear that where I go like, well, once you reach a certain threshold where you're worth so much money, Jack Black is set for life. He is generationally wealthy. His kids will have money.
That's not how rich people think. None of them ever think I have enough. I can stop making more or I can.
I know.
Spending.
Well, it's why they probably got there. To be honest with you, I'm not saying that they should. It was when Rogan apologized. Like in my mind, I was like Rogan. I was like, you have enough money where you don't have to apologize. But, you know, I guess people are like, no, I want to make bazillions.
Yeah, I
don't want to make just billions.
When you have broken money, your attitude is, oh, now I can really start making money. Like, you're thinking everything you had before, you think you're still poor no matter how much you have.
Yeah, yeah.
You're thinking, oh, I could be a 100 millionaire soon.
It's right? Like, how many times do you have that conversation where you just, you're always moving the
goalposts.
The goalposts, yeah.
Like, shouldn't Kevin Hart take a break? Shouldn't he think, hey, I can relax? And, like, it seems like the more he gets, the more, like, ravenous he gets for, like, more.
If I just had a few million in the bank, I would take a year off.
No.
I would.
You're then the poorest rich person ever, and that's the worst.
No, I would take a year off. I swear to God, I would go. I would do like what Ari does. I would go and I would travel and I would just get some culture and some perspective on life, having nothing to do with being in the public eye and expecting people to like or not like my stuff. Like, that's it's a little bit fucking soulless.
I know you said culture. You would go to one shitty beach
resort. I'd go to Jamaica
and lay out and do nothing. You would learn nothing. You would see nothing. You would smoke weed on a beach until you were bored and broke.
It would be like Bad Santa the next year. You gotta call him again.
Yeah.
He's sneaking behind a bar, making himself a drink.
Pretend you're gonna be in fucking Senegal learning
hedonism. I'd be at hedonism in Mexico. Fucking old ladies. Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, hedonism's Jamaica.
It's Jamaica.
Is there not? What's funny is.
Oh, is there more than one?
I was gonna say.
I think there was more than one hedonism.
They go to hedonism.
To hedonism? Yes. Nice.
I went to, at the hedonism resort, I went to a dispensary there called the Hedo Dispensary. Anyway.
Were there like people just like fucking out the open?
I didn't go
that?
To the resort. I just went to the dispensary once.
I've seen like the Real Sex episodes. That's about it.
I know one guy who went to it. And remember he was Real just Sex? Hanging out.
How old are you, Sabrina?
I'm 28.
You're so young. God damn it.
I know.
Even like, you know what? I remember you coming on the show. You were a lot younger in the beginning. How long have you been on the show?
A couple of years now.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Look at that.
Thank you guys.
Do you remember Real Sex? Was that a thing that you watched as a kid?
No.
That was an HBO show where ugly people would talk about sex.
Yeah, I'm 14 years older than you. Yeah, so you were, when I was 14, Real Sex was on. When you were born, when you were like a baby.
96 came out, 96.
So when you, by the time you were exploring sexuality, you know, 11, 12 years old, right? Mm-hmm. As we start, you know, going through puberty or whatever. At that point, what year were you born?
96.
Yeah, I mean, the internet was, you were there. So you didn't have to, you skipped over all of this.
Which
is kind of weird. Like, the good old days of having to use your imagination to jerk off, having to wait for something to come out, having to be patient. Remember having to, like, how old are you now?
I'm 45.
You're under the radar, older than you look.
It's really impressive, yeah.
Yeah, you look great.
But we used to have to, like, take effort to see nudity. I mean, I bought bootleg VHS porn in middle school. Like, I would pay the kid whose parents didn't love them and gave them access to porn to, like, copy shit for me.
Oh, yeah.
We all know. I mean, that's like
we broke into my neighbor's house. He was on vacation because he had a black box, and we taped a Playboy TV for, like, on a six-hour tape, just 6 hours of Playboy TV.
Yeah, I did that. I ordered it at my home once and said, I'm just going to accept whatever punishment this comes with, and I'm going to have this tape forever. Yes, that's literally what I did. I put the volume down. I went to in the middle of the night when my parents were asleep.
Beautiful.
And I just did an extra long video.
That's that. We had to wait. It was a patient thing, so you would...
Or you would click a movie would start and say, warning, this contains nudity. And you would go, well, I'm going to watch this now.
Well, that's what you would do.
No matter what movie it was.
Yeah.
So here's what...
What is this, Cadillac
here
Man?
Here's my process when I was 11 or 12 years old, right? We were not rich enough to have a TV guide. A TV guide, Sabrina, was a little book.
I know a TV guide.
Do you know? How do you know?
I know a TV guide.
Okay.
I remember the TV guide.
For the people that are listening out there that don't know,
it's still a channel.
Okay,
it's still a channel.
So TV Guide was a little book that would come in, and they would give you the programming for the entire week coming up so you could see what's coming on television and have it all organized. A fucking actual book that you would subscribe to for like $2 a week or whatever it was. We didn't have that. So what we would do is we would go to whatever the preview channel is, right? So it would essentially, they would scroll and it would show you what's coming on. You'll still see it in hotels sometimes. To this day, you'll still see the scrolling channel. But the scrolling channel would only show you like a block for like 3 hours. So what you'd really have to do is you'd have to be like, fuck, dude. You'd be like thinking about jerking off all day. Like, no, I got to save it because I have to wait until like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight just to see what's happening at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then you're not going to know the titles. You're just looking for certain words. You're looking for like body heat or like, you know, like Hot Temptation 3. And you're like, that's going to be a sexy fucking movie. Now you've committed your night to jerking off. Then you're waiting for Hot Temptation 3 to come on, 1 o'clock in the morning. Then you're waiting for the preview before that to go, does it contain nudity, adult content, sexual situation? If you waited all that time, sometimes it just goes sexual situation. You go, no nudity. oh, now I got to jerk off to a clothed bitch. But that was the process back in the day. And it was, you earned it. It was like mining for gold.
There are some great sex scenes without nudity. You know, it's all about the movement and the grunting.
Yeah.
Now, when I was 12 years old, this was crazy. They had a free preview day for the Playboy Channel. When I was 12 years old, there was one night where Playboy was free.
That's like free ice cream day at Baskin Robbins.
It was, no, the next day at school, every girl was normal and every guy had clearly not slept. It was like an atom bomb hit the school. We were all just like, did you see it? We knew everyone had watched.
Every girl's like, why aren't the guys paying attention to us today?
We were traumatized with happiness. Nice. It was like the most important thing that ever happened
free
to us.
Free preview for Playboy. I never saw that. That's wild.
No, there was not advertised. We guessed was maybe this was a mistake, but like everyone got it. We were just like, this changes everything.
Yeah.
We know so much now.
The scramble, obviously, the scramble was a difficult jerk. You'd get a tit every once in a while.
But you were doing that mostly for the audio. Because you get to hear the audio.
Did get to hear the audio. That was just never my thing. You know, my mom bought me my first dirty magazine.
Wow.
When I was about my son's age. And I think about it, I was like, I would not buy my son
11?
A fucking dirty. Yeah, maybe 11, 12 the most.
I'll be honest.
So should I take back the one I gave him?
That's another thing. Like, you'll get it from like an uncle or something. If his uncle gave him porn, I'd have him arrested. I'd beat his ass. It's crazy.
It's
like
weird.
You really think about it.
But you call INS.
Times have changed.
When I was 13 or 14, maybe we went outside of the liquor store. It's just such a different time. Like, we had a guy just like a hobo buy us liquor. We were like, yeah, can you buy us a bottle of brandy? We just, the one thing we had heard of. And the guy went, he's like, did
that
it.
That still happens.
Oh, I shoplift.
I could never imagine, like, if some kid asked me to buy them liquor. It's funny, I was outside of the comedy club. Oh, Uncle Vinny's. There was these four girls.
The Jersey Shore, yeah.
They were probably 19 years old, these girls. And we're watching them out. Were you there with me?
No, I was not.
They're outside of the liquor store or across the street. They're on a bench and they're all like making a plan to go and try to get liquor. And they're all going, no, you go. And I remember my instinct, I was like, oh, I was going to tell these girls I got liquor for them. And then I went, what? And I beelined in the opposite direction. I was like, why would you ever do that for anybody in a million fucking years? It's a crime. They're fucking, if you got caught, the perception of fucking, but like, I remember just being like, oh, when I was a kid, that's what I did. And somebody helped me out. I was like, I should help them out.
But in Lewis's head, you are a 40, so you don't remember that you're a 42-year-old man.
No.
In your head, you're a cartoon dog on a skateboard. Like, woof, woof, ladies, what can I get you?
Well, it's a basic math thing. If they're not old enough to buy the liquor, then they're too young for you to talk to. So
I know.
There's never a reason.
I didn't. I'm just saying I had a moment where I was like, oh, I should help these girls out.
They're legal to fuck. They're not legal to drink.
They might not have been legal to fuck. These girls could have been, at that age.
That's fair.
They could be 15 to 21. 100%. Who knows what that range at that point. When you see a 19-year-old, 18-year-old, they could be really any age range.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't trust your perception with that. You got to really
you gotta just fuck sure. You got to beeline away from the children. That's what I say.
I know, like when I was young,
anytime you have the instinct to go talk to hot children, do a beeline away from that situation,
don't do that,
boys.
Yeah,
don't do
that. You should
that.
Resist that urge every single day. I actually shoplifted a Cindy Crawford Playboy and then brought it home and found out she wasn't even nude in it. It was like the worst day of my life.
Well, that's crazy. I would still try to get my money back.
Yeah, well.
I would go back and be like, sorry, I need a refund for this.
You have to understand, I was 13 and I, at 13, looked about 7.
Yeah.
So I was screwed.
Wasn't good. Yeah, we would, I didn't shoplift porn, I don't think. I would look at it regularly. I would go in and I was kind of like, by the time I was like 12 or 13, because my job when I was 11 was, I worked at a hair salon called Bruno's. We've talked about it plenty of times. And there was it a bookstore? Yeah, there was like a bookstore. I want to say like a Barnes, but it wasn't Barnes.
Like a real bookstore, not a.
I think it was a real bookstore. I'm trying to remember, but I walked pretty far because I would disappear and I would just be looking through tasteful porn. It would go up to like Penthouse. It was like Playboy, Penthouse, and Hustler. That's all that. That's all they had. But they got like, I mean, those got pretty raunchy back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like actual porn magazines. It was like those. But I would literally open them up and look at them and mentally take in the images of the new chicks. And then I would go beat my dick in the bathroom back at the hair salon.
Nice. I was such a horny child. I would go to Spencer's Gifts and just stare at the poster rack. Like, they would just have the posters and the half of them were just like bikini girls.
Yeah.
That was like the most porn you could get access to in the mall.
There was a, in that hair salon downstairs, it was another jerk party. I probably never talked about this. It wasn't a party. It was me and one other boy. We would go.
That's so, a homosexual that's a experience.
That was a jerk party, dude. It was a jerk party. It's not a homosexual experience.
One of those things that's not gay because you're back to back.
Yeah.
No, we were looking at each other. But
oh, that's much worse.
There
oh, yeah.
was there was a calendar, like a topless calendar that was in the basement of this hair salon that was just like hanging on the wall. And in the basement was where they would like do the towels for the salon, the laundry. So sometimes they'd have me go get stuff out of the dryer. And there was this fucking titty calendar. And by the way, every adult knew this titty calendar was there. And it's kind of funny. They still just sent us kids down there. And me and this one other kid would go down there and just beat our little dicks while we stared at this titty calendar together. Well, and I don't want to say who it was, but it was one of the other hairstylist kids.
Brunette Jr.
It's fascinating that you guys didn't want to take turns.
Brun, yes.
I've never jerked off in front of someone. That's the part that I'm...
You know what? Hit the sexy music, Jorge. Let's fucking go. Pull it out, bro. What's your technique?
I think I'm a pretty meat and potatoes guy when it comes. I don't think I'm doing anything special.
Meat and potatoes, fucking. Yeah. Do you lube it up?
No.
No lube, dry jerk.
I don't understand that at all.
Dry jerk. Oh, I lube. I lube. I use avocado oil.
What am I, an Egyptian prince? I need some kind of perfumes and oils to...
No oils, no perfume. Or no perfumes. Avocado oil, it's all natural. Because I was using, like, canola oil.
Every time?
And what? That shit, it felt like my dick... Like, you ever see, like, the... when, like, seagulls would get caught in, like, the oil, and they'd be like, they're trying to breathe. That's what my dick would look like while I was jerking it. It would go...
Just sort of spitting oil.
Yeah, dude, it was just clogged, and I would feel it. It felt heavy afterwards. It wasn't good.
It's not good.
Canola oil. Shannon, look up if there's any negative effects of canola oil in the dick hole.
The thing is, what you find out when you're like 12 years old, that there are very few things you can fuck safely. You know, like, there aren't a lot of things in nature that, like, you can...
I mean, the amount of microplastics that are in my dick hole, probably.
That's what I'm saying,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
You find out that, like, oh, couch cushion looks good. Nope, that'll tear.
Yeah, couch cushion was the shit.
You have a very painful, like,
couch
experimentation
cushion, couch cushion has, what's great about a couch, okay, this is the truth.
Okay.
You could practice different positions. There's all of these different slits and all of these different angles. You ever go to like a nice gym and they have the stretching rack where it's like it has all the different bars and you could really stretch and everything? That's what a couch is. You could fuck it doggy. You could fuck it missionary position. You could fucking put the cushions on top of you. There's a lot of versatility in fucking of a couch.
Lou's mom walked in, he had the entire couch on top of him.
Yeah.
You're on top, baby.
Maybe there's like one kind of couch fabric that won't tear your dick.
So, okay, this is what you had. This is, you had to MacGyver it. Mm-hmm. You go between the cushions, doggy style,
uh-huh.
And you put a sock in it.
Uh-huh.
So that you don't get the edges of the cushion. And then you fuck the sock in the couch.
Maybe I'm just too sensitive. I don't think I could work a
sock. I used to
either.
Fuck my grandma's couch. It was covered in plastic.
I'm really...
I really did not expect the last word of that sentence.
Yeah,
I did some terrible things as a kid. And I knew I'd be a virgin for a long time. And
when
I was
did
like,
you lose your virginity?
20.
20?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. That's pretty bad. I was a junior in college.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, look, that's like, I think it's a little bit later, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Well, I had a period of time where I wanted to wait till I was in love, and I do not understand what the hell was wrong with me.
Yeah.
I don't understand what that was.
I understand that.
Parents together?
Right?
What's that?
Parents together?
At the time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it.
Not by the time I lost it, though.
You weren't damaged. You wanted to fucking make the first time special. My first time was special. I wanted it to be special.
She was retarded.
No, she, you know, it was my long-term girlfriend who I was in love with, and she was losing her virginity to me, and we picked the date and picked music and fucking, you know, nobody came.
It went so well that for some reason there was no blood, she had no hymen to break.
No, she was, she didn't bleed, but it was not good sex.
Yeah, she didn't.
It was just like, she was goth, I was goth, there's no rhythm involved in goth love.
It was to the Smiths. Yeah.
No, it was to Pantera Cemetery Gates on repeat. Mm. Over and over and over again.
Which is crazy because it's a very long song to begin with.
It is a really long song.
Mine was You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
You Belong With Me? Nice. Were you in love with the guy?
I really, really, really liked it. I mean, we were 16.
You were 16.
He was 15. I was 16.
Jorge?
Oh.
Young.
So what was the setup? He was 15. You were the older lady.
I was an older woman.
Older woman.
I know.
And I was 16, he was 15. His mom brought us condoms.
His mom brought you
condoms? She brought us condoms and donuts. I remember her, Julia. She was a Russian mean bitch, and the dad would beat the shit out of her all the time.
Nice.
But they left. He was in jail. And
she's
she
like, do not have babies.
Yeah, she brought condoms.
This is
she
not going
Dunkin'
to end
donuts.
Well. Wait, she knew you guys were going to lose your virginity.
She knew, and she went out.
And isn't did your parents know this was happening?
My dad was dying in the hospital, and my mom was taking care of him.
Nice.
And she was there every day.
And that made you horny, the whole situation.
I was like,
dude,
yeah,
I
just need to be with a new guy.
Nice.
And then I went.
So the mom brought you some donuts. What type of donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts. A little assorted 12-pack.
Boston cream filled up, hell yeah. She's like, this is the only thing that will have cream in it today. You'll wear these.
Who discloses? To their mother.
She picked me up, yeah. Too. Yeah.
Who tells their mom, oh, we're probably going to fuck soon?
They are extremely close. They were extremely close.
That's yeah, I don't weird. Like that.
But yeah,
yeah, I mean,
yeah,
back,
it happened.
It was
beautiful. It was beautiful.
Was it at his house?
It was at his house. You know, you hear
soft.
Like the ocean in the back, which was nice.
Oh, wow.
And then we put on Taylor Swift.
And then
it was the worst.
It was
ever.
The worst sex.
It was the worst.
It was hard to get in.
Awful.
Because you were tight.
Very tight.
How were the donuts?
Like that. Donuts were glorious.
He had more fun fucking
the
those
donuts
later.
Were glorious. Yeah, probably.
He's like, I'd rather donut hole. This shit's no work.
You know,
I'm not good at Russian accents. Can somebody else jump in here?
I'm trying
to point. I'm trying to point guard a bit right here, and nobody's jumping in on this Russian thing.
I did not enjoy her red square.
There we go. her crawler stunk.
Oh my god!
I couldn't get my hammer in her sickle.
Oh, that's good.
I like it. I like it. Okay, let's take a quick moment and talk to responsible adults who are over the age of 21, living in a state where Delta 8 is legal. If you guys like getting high, and I know you do, if you're listening to this show, you probably get high. Get your Delta 8 THC delivered right to your door from yodelta.com. Delta 8, it's found in hemp. It gets you super duper high. It's legal in most states, and it's shipped right to your door. It's cheaper than regular weed too, Zach.
Yep, YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I actually brought a Delta 8 vape to 4th of July, and people loved it. They couldn't tell the difference. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Right now, go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% your already affordable order. YoDelta, home of the Delta that's going to get you super high. All right, where were we? That's a wild story.
Yeah.
His mom knew. Back in the day, girls from my generation, their parents were getting them on birth control 15, 16. It was almost like the conversation, it was like daughter to mom. They would hide it from dad.
Mm.
And the mom would eventually, I think it was almost like maybe encouraged for moms to be like, hey, are you planning on being sexually active? And then the daughter would have to go like, I don't know, I'm dating somebody. But like, and then the mom would be like, we're getting you on birth control just in case. But I think that also kind of like fucked a lot of girls up, right?
For sure. That can like really mess with your system.
Yeah, I think like a lot of girls like maybe shouldn't be on birth control.
As a man though, I think it's worth it.
I think
it's worth whatever it does to their system.
Whatever it does to your
I'm
innards,
willing to
yeah.
to say it's okay.
But that's like a fucking that's another thing. It's like
you're playing with fire. you start dating a girl and then she goes on birth control and you're like, all right, cream pie city. And then within 2 months she's a fucking batshit bonkers person who you did not is not the person you started dating.
Oh, that's funny. That means that I've never dated a girl off birth control.
Yeah, I've I've dated girls that were on birth control and fucking it didn't do anything. Then I've dated girls that are on birth control and like they get fat. I'm like, stop that. I'd rather murder a baby. I'd rather you have the baby and I'd strangle it in front of you than you get fat.
I'll tell you what's
just
happening.
Just so you know, ladies.
Tell me this happened to you. Have you ever like felt a IUD string like stab you in the dick,
yeah,
and then be told that doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah,
it's in
don't
your
like
head.
This
it's sharp,
and it's like
what it feels is. You know what it feels like? It feels like somebody put one of those like tooth flossers, but the pointed end sticking
yes.
out. So it doesn't really hurt. It just kind of pokes you, and you're like,
oh no! I've literally pulled it out because I thought I was bleeding, and
yeah,
I'm like,
it's great.
That is so fucking.
Oh,
hard.
You got a piece, huh? You got a hammer, huh?
I don't know if that's necessarily.
Yeah, the dick the size of Sabrina's nipples, apparently.
I'm just saying, certain girls, it's been very painful. But then women will, a lot of women will be like, oh no, that's not real. I'm like, this is the one thing you, a woman cannot argue. You don't have a dick. You don't know what it feels like.
You can feel, you could feel, it's like a little sharp piece of plastic, like literally sharp.
For some women, yeah. For some women, it's like the way it's supposed to be, but for some, it feels like it got like stiff.
So I got an IUD in January, not loving this conversation.
Oh, really?
It's not every girl, but sometimes. You, it is a terrifying feeling because the first time it happened,
how do they put it in? What do they do?
The mic, don't want to the mic.
How do they put
it? I was knocked out for it. I was knocked out for it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk
about
it.
You were knocked out.
Hell yeah. I don't like medical stuff.
How many shots did you take before they put the IUD in? Is that how it works? You have to get loose?
Yeah, you have to get really loose. Yeah. You're really just in there.
No, the first time I literally thought, I was like, hey, do you have something?
Can we see the process of putting in an IUD?
Please, no. Please, I had the anesthesiologist finger me. That's it. We'll leave it at that, right?
They literally knocked you out for it. That's crazy.
Yeah, they knocked me out for it.
Did they knock everyone out for it?
No, I had to do a little like surgery for my endometriosis. And then in addition, I got an IUD.
Endometriosis.
Was it propofol?
It's a lot.
Propofol?
That's what it looks like.
The stuff that they...
That's
like a pogo stick.
That's the original. That's the old
copy. I have a... Maybe you can find mine. I have the Mirena IUD. All contra... You could see what's in my vagina.
This is just how they install it.
Isn't that what Doc from Back to the Future saw when he hit his head on the toilet?
It's made of plastic and copper. A doctor places it inside the uterus or womb to prevent pregnancy.
You guys don't like...
An IUD can stay in the uterus for several years.
Where's the pussy hole? How's my dick touching
it's
this?
Underneath.
The doctor first puts it into a narrow tube so the flexible arms boing. Fold up.
Hell yeah.
The tube is inserted through the cervix into the uterus. In the uterus, the IUD arms open to hold it in place.
Oh, this is high quality.
This is pretty hot, actually. The way they slid it in, was pretty hot.
These threads to remove the IUD. Ba-doing.
They should have had like a CGI spitting before they...
inflammation in the uterus. This stops sperm from reaching and fertilizing eggs. It may also prevent eggs from implanting in the uterus wall.
How do you think they found out that putting a copper wire inside you will keep you from getting pregnant? Do you feel like someone just got one stuck up there and was like, you know, I don't like that I have it in there, but I've been barebacking like crazy and nothing's happened.
Jewish girl hoarding pennies.
Yeah. And she was like, hey guys, there's a really good plus side of this.
You know, I've been hiding my pennies in my pussy and not getting pregnant.
Guys, you gotta try this.
This is wild.
What a deal this is.
Thank God it happens to be copper.
That's wild. So I didn't know. So you know, like this is how little I know. Like I assume
how little you just said. Where's the pussy hole? You know how little you know.
Well, I would assume that the IUD. If you asked me how it worked, it wasn't a piece of. Did you know it was a piece of copper wire that made the walls inflame that stopped sperm? I had no idea. I would have assumed that it was a little thing that's up there, and it was T-shaped. But I would assume that it has like spermicide inside of it, and that it just drips out. It's like a little weird, like liquid thing that every couple of years has to be like replaced because there's like some sort of spermicidal medicine that kills the sperm.
Well, that's the Norplant. I mean, that's sort of like the thing they get in the arm, like the implant that like slowly releases.
Yeah, you
like,
really are a fucking.
How do you know that?
You are.
How do you know that?
Do you think he just writes jokes for Pete?
I mean,
he's got to do field research.
Yeah, he's got to fucking figure out how to not get Pete.
I have to teach him how reproduction works. Yeah.
I mean, how many, you can't, obviously you're not telling Pete's business, but the amount of girls that probably try to take his sperm and fucking, Pete's got to be careful.
I mean, like I said, I don't know. Because
nobody's trying to trap me into getting them pregnant. What a moron a chick would be trying to trap me to get them pregnant. Okay, welcome to 18 years of being yelled at without that much money. So have fun.
I'm sure there's someone out there whose life is bad enough.
So bad. You're right. Perspectively.
That you owing them money would be a big step up.
Yeah. I always use Pete Davidson.
Not American citizens, but there's people.
Pete Davidson getting like Kim Kardashian and Ariana Grande. It made me feel it because just perspectively speaking, it made me feel like I had a real shot with Amber Heard. I was like, you know what? Like, I feel like just in terms of like the amount of fame, I feel like there was a good amount of.
I feel like that dynamic means you could definitely like court Natasha Lyonne. Like that.
Which one's Natasha Lyonne?
Poker Face.
Who's Poker Face?
The girl with the gravelly voice from American Pie.
Like, and Orange is the New Black.
I think that's your ceiling. That's like as hot a chick as you could get.
Dude, she ain't that bad, doggy.
Yeah, she's but pretty also hot.
And she's got some cashola.
She's a lot hotter these days.
Yeah, she's hotter these days. A little... Doggy, I'm pretty good with chicks.
No, I know.
So I got some fucking skills, doggy. I could get this bitch. Put this bitch in front of me. I'll take her down. Deadass. Set it up, Shannon.
No. She's probably fun. She's probably like a, like a fun
she, wasn't she like a former yeah. junkie or something?
Yeah, so she's definitely fun.
Yeah, she's a fun time.
Yeah, no,
she. I should date a celebrity. I need to date a rich person. I was thinking about trying to get Whitney Cummings pregnant again. I feel like I missed the opportunity there.
I feel like you could get Whitney Cummings pregnant in like her last year of viability.
No, I feel like I just got to get her fucking amped up on Ambien. And then come inside of her.
Well, Lewis, that would work on any human being if you
But here's the thing. I feel like if I got Whitney pregnant, she would just buy me out of the relationship. I'd like, just give me like $5 million, you'll never hear from me again.
For sure.
I feel like there's actually a path to making that happen.
That's a good goal.
It's not a bad goal.
That's a great goal.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's.
I love the idea of Lewis hanging outside the Comedy Store like the girls that go to the hotel for basketball teams.
I'm going to try to
get me a baby mama.
I want to get a rich bitch pregnant and then have her buy me out of the relationship. I'll have no emotional connection to this child.
He's like, doing Snapchats while she's asleep naked. Guess what I scored?
Mark Torres says, Lewis, fuck Roseanne Barr. I don't think Roseanne can get pregnant. That's the problem. I don't want to. I have to impregnate a rich bitch and then show that I'm crazy, you know, and then.
Yeah, but in all fairness, Lou, Roseanne throws it at you. You're not fucking Roseanne?
For the story, I'm fucking Roseanne.
Of course,
obviously.
You're fucking Roseanne. Yeah,
obviously, I'm going to fuck Roseanne. But
I just wouldn't trust it in her mouth.
No, you can't. but anyway.
But she'll bring her own Ambien.
Yeah. A lot of these celebrities have died after Trump. That's a long way to say that.
Four, actually. It comes in, the day of, we got three dead celebrities, which that dumb, you know, fake thing, like it always comes in threes.
Yes.
It was almost like they were the three people who were sacrificed so that Trump could live.
Yeah. It was
Richard Simmons, Dr. Ruth, and who am I missing?
Shannon Doherty.
But then one other died. Shelley Duvall died as well.
She died a day or two before.
Yeah, Shelley Duvall was first.
Yeah. But Dr. Ruth died, no cause of death ruled yet, 96 years old. I mean, can we just say old age?
She's 96.
Does there need to be an official cause of death at 96?
No.
No, not really. They will just say old age on it.
Is old age a real cause of death?
Oh, 100%.
Sure. It's not, right?
Oh, no, 100% older people, they will have that on there.
But old people.
Natural causes.
Yes, thank you.
That's it.
Yes, natural causes. Like with an early COVID, a lot of people had natural causes.
Yeah, Nat. Nah. Yeah, it is.
That's hot.
Damn.
Yeah, we just came from recording. Check out the episode. I'm plugging again.
96 years old. RIP Dr. Ruth. So, Shannon, do you have her best sex tips?
I do. I have a list of a lot here, but I'm going to pick some of the better ones. So one is, she suggests that people have sex before they go out to dinner, before they have dinner for the
That
first
is a
time.
Great sex tip. I've heard this sex tip before, especially if you eat like me. Like when I go out to eat, like I like to sample everything. I want to drink. If I'm going to eat anything with sugar, don't you? When I was in Austin, we got donuts at Voodoo Donut. Me and Chris Vega, we split one. We had three donuts. We split one, a donut and a half. I mean, I could feel it in every part of my body. Like, literally, like, I felt like my hands were, like, numb. The way the sugar, like, I don't know what's going on. Is it old age? I have no idea. But, like,
That was Chris roofing you.
Yeah. Out on the road with Chris Fagan, my hands numb. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
It's so weird. I ate this donut with Chris. My hands get numb. I fell asleep. My asshole my hurts. It's the sleeping.
My face is covered in powder.
I can't. I didn't realize this thing was glazed.
His dick is covered in chocolate. My face is covered in powder. I don't know what's happening here.
I guess there was a glaze on this. I didn't realize when I...
Doggy, it was... No, they were so good. They're really big donuts at Voodoo Donut.
I love them.
And you know I love a donut. I mean, my favorite sweet treat. Always said that. But I don't know that I could even do it anymore. If I just have dessert, it affects me in such a crazy way. Like, I feel like I don't want to walk. Like, I... And that's very recently. Like,
Describing so
it's
diabetes. Dessert.
Is it diabetes?
You're describing
no, please don't tell me I have diabetes, dude. No.
Well, it's dessert.
I get blood work every year, right? They would have told me I'm tracking for diabetes at this point, right?
You would have known.
I'm getting blood work again.
Yeah, they let you know.
Does anybody have perspective on this? Can anybody tell me? if I got diabetes before Zach, I'd actually kill myself.
Zach has the genetics of every American Indian in that DiCaprio movie. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, Shannon, what?
I have a list of symptoms for diabetes.
Oh, no. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. You pee a lot, often at night. Yes?
A little bit, yeah.
You're very thirsty.
Just on Instagram.
Lose weight without trying.
I wish.
Are very hungry.
No.
Have blurry vision.
Have a lot of unearned political ideas.
None of these now.
Numb or tingling hands or feet. Oh, you just
yes, numb
that.
Or tingling the feet. I do that.
You just mentioned that.
On when I fly, my toes sometimes get numb.
That's normal. That's normal.
That's normal.
The position you're
that's,
in.
Yeah, that's just the blood circulation. Because
you're
everything.
Stuck in that position.
God, you become so Jewish about this stuff.
I'm major time, hypochondriac. Dude, I told you I clipped my dick and I convinced myself I had herpes.
I know. Last time you thought you're gluten-free. So you're gluten-free. You can't take sugar.
I think I have a gluten allergy.
Maybe and you're clearly... Maybe it's just sugars. Maybe it's like refined carbs.
Can you have a sugar allergy?
Well...
Can you have you a refined like, sugar? Because sugar
maybe refined sugar.
Sugar is a problem. When I have sugar, it actually like genuinely... It feels like I'm underwater. It feels like I'm walking and moving underwater. I feel sick.
Your body does not produce insulin. Something is going
on.
You
should check the thyroid,
please
like I said.
Stop. Shut the fuck up. Where's the thyroid? Is it in your tits? Is it in
your... Yeah, it's right in the middle. It says true sugar allergies are rare, but you can have an intolerance to sugar.
And you're very intolerant.
Which would lead to
I'm intolerable.
Yeah, but not to things that are white. Maybe raw
sugar. Only brown sugar.
Only raw sugar he has a problem with.
It would lead to hives, bloating, stomach pain, rash, or itching.
Hives.
Hives, bloating.
Itchy,
stomach pain, and a rash.
That's all the name of the staff members here.
Welcome to the intern Olympics.
The last one is Arab Arash.
Dude, maybe I'm allergic to sugar. Because when I have sugar, carbs just in general do, but we process carbs as sugar. A piece of bread, you're going to process it the same way you process sugar. But when I have sugar, it puts me down. Like if I have a dessert, just a piece of cake.
It's mean to you.
It calls me names. No, it literally stops me like in my tracks. I if I were to want to have sex, I could not eat dessert first. I would not. I would be 100%. I would not be able to have sex.
So like a chocolate covered strawberry and like champagne, something that's like
I can have a couple bites. I can have a couple bites of it, but as soon as any more than that, it would just start to really fuck me up.
This might be weird pseudoscience, but it might be that you had a slight aversion to it. And then all the times you've been keto and avoided sugar, it got worse.
Maybe
because your body stopped being able to adapt.
By doing a ketogenic diet, can you make yourself more sensitive to gluten and sugars?
Because definitely people that go gluten-free get it worse if they go back.
Because that's what happens. I do all of these diets.
That's also me talking out of my ass. I might not know.
I think you're 100% right, because that is what happens. Your body no longer needs the sugar. So, of course... you're not going to be ready for as much as you used to have.
It's extreme, dude. It really is. Because I feel best when I have absolutely no carbs. That's when I feel best. Like if I do a straight up keto diet, ketogenic, I'm just doing meat and vegetables and fats. I feel like mental clarity, physical, like I feel physically great. I have more. As soon as I add any gluten or sugars to my diet, it just slows me down. It really fucks me up.
Well, you know, starvation makes you think clearer. Starvation, like it's like an evolution thing where like you think very sharply because you need.
Well,
to
that's
find
why
food.
They say those. I just did another fast. I did a 60-hour one. I did a 72-hour fast a few months ago. I'm going to do a 72-hour fast probably a few times a year. But what happens is the reason they say it like can prevent cancer, and I didn't do enough research on this. But essentially, because your body becomes in starvation mode, everything starts going to where it needs to be. You're back in you know whatever homeostasis or whatever. Your body starts to heal itself because it's almost, I guess it goes into survival mode or something like mm-hmm. that. So it's probably mental clarity as well.
Yeah. They say when you fast, you think faster.
Yeah. So it is super interesting. The reason I even started doing fasts was because my mom got cancer. Cancer runs in my family. Everyone gets cancer. One out of three people are going to get cancer. And I just heard about the cancer preventative benefits of it. And that's why I got into the idea. And then after I do it, I'm like, oh shit, dude, I fucking feel really, really good. You know, it sort of sets the diet back on track. Shannon?
So yes, the ketogenic diet can make you more sensitive to sugar. It's that it can cause carbohydrate intolerance or a more sensitive response to eating carbohydrates within just 2 days. And it says, as a result of this, more sugar stays in your bloodstream because you're used to using fat for energy, and it stays in your bloodstream longer.
Wow. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, that's what it is. That's it's, and it's extreme for me. It's like really like to the point where like almost like hungover, the way you would feel like hungover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, like really fucked up.
It's because you use fat for energy and punchlines.
You cocksucker. Let's see. Toit or Noit, OnlyFans model with 75N breasts. Say men are intimidated by her boobs. Let's see, Sabrina. This is your competition
out
there. Oh, my
God. Real or
just so you know?
Is this like...
Oh, yeah. What's the deal?
A woman with implants or like a woman that actually has naturally...
I want you to guess the nipple on this bitch.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see. Sometimes breasts are too big. No offense, Sabrina. Yours are great. We're not saying yours are too... Well, this is a lot.
Well, they look fake.
Well, they are fake.
Clearly fake.
They are
fake.
Oh,
yeah, they're kind of wild.
Yeah, they are fake. And also her face
is... Her face is wild. Yeah, she's got... What's with that? Everything's...
Oh, my God. That's as artificial as you can look.
What is her... What's wrong with her face, Shannon?
She looks like a sex doll. This is after one of her nose jobs. She's had $50,000 worth of work done.
And by the way,
this is how she was before.
Oh, my God.
The nose is terrible, and it's not even the third thing you look at.
She...
Sorry.
She looks like somebody who works in this office.
Look like, who does she look like
now? I mean,
Jorge, who is that?
Let me just say,
I'll say that's better than the little fucking she looked like Dave Cyrus before. she's definitely better now.
That is fair.
I would rather fuck that than Dave Cyrus.
Well, she looks like a sex
somebody
doll.
Shoved
she
a bicycle like a... pump up Shannon's ass.
I mean, this is wild. Also, $50,000 worth of work. I mean, she definitely has like cheap plastic surgeons. They're not good because a really good boob job can be at least $20,000.
It's 20 grand.
So no, I mean, and then you're getting like fillers and this and that. It's like crazy.
That looks like a boob job.
Cheap. Oh my God, that's
horrible. Looks like she got that surgery in a country that no longer exists.
Shannon, why don't we do a boobathon? Right?
So because Shannon and I would win.
No.
A telethon for boobs.
Like a telethon for Shannon's new boobs.
A titathon.
I think call it a boobathon. So, well, we're trying to make it fucking...
Okay, all right, that's fine.
She looks like when you get a plastic surgeon in Burma.
I mean, look, it's retarded, but she's kind of cute there. For the story and for the fun, you would do it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because it's cartoonish.
Her right there is her before a lot of the worst surgery.
Yeah, so that's much stronger than...
That looks a lot better than the previous lip.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That girl doesn't look that bad. That girl...
That's wild.
...went too far.
She went a little too far, but...
You're ready to suck.
Go back to her.
But I would when she looks like me in the mirror too.
I mean, she's kind of cute.
But there she's 16, Lewis.
Never mind.
18.
Never mind.
No. The one that he said.
She's ugly.
Is her at 16.
Oh, yep. You're right.
Oh, when she's 16. Yeah. I mean, she looks like a normal chick.
She looks like a teenager.
It's a normal. You would want a normal chick, not a fucking big 100%. Freak of nature, even if she's not that attractive of a chick.
You don't want. Those don't look healthy.
No. Ow.
They look like they'd hurt you.
Ow.
Yeah, not good.
Fuck is going on there?
So we're going to say Noit. We're going to say Noit.
Bimbo. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's just like a body dysmorphia thing when you want them impossibly
big. Shannon, let's pull
up
this one. Video, man jumps off of a boat to avoid getting arrested and giving his girlfriend his passcode. That's wild.
Is this a story about you?
Maybe.
So what happened was apparently there was like a crash earlier in the water. So this unit was called out there. They don't think that when they pull him over, whatever they call it, they don't think he was involved in the crash, but they realize there were some other violations on the boat. So they start talking to him and then he like panics because they're
going to arrest him. But then they're like, all right, we're going to give your girlfriend the phone.
You'll see. I'm going to start from there. Let's see. Halfway through the video.
Listen, exactly. It is not going to help you. You're going to end up screwing yourself. Notice to appear. All right.
What is your password for your phone?
Let me just put you in handcuffs.
AJ,
come here.
AJ,
I'm not doing. I'm staying right here.
I can't help you if you don't give me your fucking password to your phone. Give it to me.
She has this. Look at her ass. Nice ass though.
Give it to me.
Yeah, she's cute.
What is it? I can't help you.
Listen, just get back on your boat. You can give me the F3.
See,
there was a much easier thing for him to do here. All he had to do is be like, yeah, here's my phone, honey. Oops. In the water.
AJ, stop.
He didn't have to jump himself. Just drop your phone in the water.
Yeah, dude, what are you doing? Take the phone, like, oops.
Yeah, just, exactly. Oh, Butterfingers. Air it's in the water. Nope, no one go after it.
I need it. I can't.
He's got sunglasses and a hat.
I don't have your
phone number. AJ, what are you doing, AJ?
AJ is a real ass dude.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
It's bad. I would fuck a guy like AJ too. Yeah, and I would be like, he was just swimming. He was just going for a swim.
Yeah, AJ.
That's just AJ.
AJ's keeping it real.
Oh.
I saw one where there was a guy in like a, he was in the hospital. I guess they gave his girlfriend his phone. And then he realizes that they gave her his phone. And he like runs out of that hospital. He's like he's chasing the car in a hospital gown trying to fucking get his phone back. Oh, that feeling.
That's funny.
Oh. Oh, I hate it. I'm so happy I fucking don't have that feeling. I'll never have it again. I will never have the feeling of hiding something in my phone again.
Why is that?
Because I'll never be in a relationship where I have to hide shit. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to be in a relationship, I'm not going to do anything where I have to hide it. And yeah, that's that.
I mean, girls don't mind if they like, they see you look at porn, right?
The porn isn't the issue.
So like when you're not being the best boy, sometimes say you and your chick are watching a YouTube video on your phone, and then a text comes in, there's that quick moment your heart drops out your asshole.
Oh, you ever play that game Heads Up on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Right? If you're a scumbag and you're playing with your girl the whole time she's going, you're going, dear God, please nobody text me right now. Whole fucking time.
I've gone into airplane mode before.
D&D. I do D&D.
Yeah.
What's D&D?
Do not disturb.
Ooh.
Nothing comes in.
Smart.
I know.
Tell you what an absolute homo I am? I thought you were going to tell us you played Dungeons and Dragons.
I found the video of the guy in the hospital.
Let's say, Shannon.
Good for you.
It's also someone who I would date.
Yeah, look. Why are you going through my phone?
I had a girlfriend once who she had to give me her code.
She keeps,
yeah. See, whatever you're hiding at this point.
Oh my God.
What's he hiding that's worse than being seen doing this?
Well, he's already in the gown.
He's cheating.
You can just go right back.
Yeah,
he's cheating.
Like, she's going to assume
you're
cheating.
This guy. I'm this guy. It doesn't matter if she can assume all she wants, right? He gets that phone back. He's like, what are you talking about? I just want my privacy.
It's the principle.
No, he's a cheating piece of shit. That's what's going on. I've been that 100%. Fucking guy. I remember when I got caught, I got arrested outside. Beatrice was fucking pregnant. Right. And I was out. I was smoking weed outside of Eastville Comedy Club and they arrested me and they had to give her my phone. And I remember, and I wasn't cheating, but I was just being a scumbag. I had shit in my phone that I was like, if she sees it, she's pregnant. It's fucking crazy. Like I'm DMing other girls. I'm being a fucking piece of shit. And I remember being like, fuck. And I told the officer, I was like, officer, you have to let me get my phone back. I was like, there's no fucking way. She can't fucking have my phone. And then he wouldn't let me do it. And she literally just didn't go through my phone.
Wow. Mm.
She just happened to be like a good, not toxic human
good,
being.
Loyal person.
Yeah,
who,
yeah she
normal,
wasn't looking
normal.
A normal human
was
being.
So wrong to trust you.
She
that
was
much.
So wrong to trust me and have that baby.
Yeah.
Great person, terrible instincts.
No, I had a girlfriend.
She puts the stink in instincts.
I had a girlfriend who she had to give me her code for whatever reason, and she didn't want to give it to me, and then she finally gave it to me, and it was the same one that I have for my phone.
Oh, no.
And I was like, whoa, what's going on? And she was like, I recently noticed what your code was, and I made it mine so I'd remember it.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that's nutty.
But it was before she'd ever gotten the chance to actually get her hands on it and go through mine.
Wow, nuts.
Yeah.
All nuts. It's fucking nerve-wracking. What a nerve-wracking way to be.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, dude, being that fucking guy, just, I can't do it anymore. I couldn't do it. You have a relationship, Cyrus?
No.
All right, now.
That's it. I can't do it. No, I haven't been in like in a serious one since like the pandemic, which like really, really taught me, you know, what's important in life.
It's
not other people.
It's working. Just put your head down. Work a little bit.
I'm trying. The industry collapsed.
That's it. Yeah. Well, you know, we took it into our own hands.
It'll come
back.
That's
what it is.
No, no. Yeah, but the we here is you, not me.
No.
I still work in the traditional industry.
I know. It's crazy.
I haven't transitioned to influencing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is kind of nice to have that. But it would have been nice to, we were all trying to do the original traditional thing. Like everyone fucking, remember like writing packets I put in, the amount of, you know, scripts that I wrote, the amount of fucking TV shows that I've pitched. It's kind of crazy when I think about how much I put into doing the traditional shit and none of it ever did anything for me. But I wasn't as good as Dave Cyrus. That's just the truth.
Oh man, you really stepped on the punchline I was about to use.
I just wasn't good enough to get hired. So let's see. We'll do one more thing before we get out of here. Let's do Does It Live? Does It Die? Firework Trick Goes Wrong.
Oh, I love these.
Does it live or does it die?
Can I just say, in Amsterdam, they have a commercial on, like, so New Year's is when they do all their fireworks, and I was there with some friends, and they show a commercial for fireworks, and it's just a guy who puts a bottle rocket in a bottle, walks like 15 feet away safely, and this is a real video, and you just see the bottle like kind of spin around and then just go right in his fucking face.
Oh, no.
Just the thing goes right in his eyes.
Horrifying. Yeah, I was just very like, when I was a kid, like we would get cherry bombs and M80s, and like I was just kind of a little bitch when it came to that shit. You kids would like light them and then fucking hold on to it for a second and then throw it like last minute. Yeah. Like
it's insane.
Just whatever that thing is, the danger thing, never really had that in me. Same. Never was like, I'm looking for the risk. I watched a thing with a guy who was like just on a mountain bike, and whatever the mountain he was on, he was just like on the very like edge, and he was just going to the edge and bunny hopping, and you're like, dude, like why? What is it?
There's they claim it's adrenaline, but there's no way. There's
you can
no
get
way.
Adrenaline in other ways.
Exactly.
There's other ways to do it. Like, it's just kind of, like, those people are fucking nuts. When they die, I literally go, good. Those people should be dead.
Oh. I mean, if you're just choosing to risk your life to, like, get attention, fuck you. I mean, you saw that guy who, like, was doing pull-ups on the side of a building and just underestimated his own arm strength and just fell off.
Yeah,
very famous one. Like
what they do, there was the one where like they'll go in between two buildings and like try to like
parkouring.
He's trying to like get up and then he got really and he just didn't have the strength anymore and they just fucking fell to his death.
It's horrifying.
Yeah,
but it's like, why are you doing this?
Fucking crazy.
Is your life this wild? Empty?
I talked about it on the show recently, but I made a stupid, because there's like, when you're a little, and I was a little kid, when you're a little kid, you don't really think about anything, right?
Totally.
And I remember I told the story about using the zip line. There was like a dog leash that was like, I wanted to zip line. I grabbed a belt and I was going to ride it, and it went all the way into the woods. And it was like, where it ended was like a tree that was maybe 30 feet high. Like I had no plan once I got to the end of the tree. Like I was going to die, and I happened to go down the zip line, and the belt moved and it scraped my finger. And I like just fell after like a few feet and like peeled the skin back on my hand.
Yeah.
But I could have easily died. It would have been crazy. There's no way. I didn't have the arm strength to scale down a 30 foot tree.
Yeah. No, that That's sounds terrifying.
All right. Let's see, Shannon.
Bear, put your feet up there, bro.
Oh no.
What's he? He's fine. He's not happy, but that guy lived.
I think he lived. Yeah, is there shrapnel that could have got him? No, right? So it was like a big firecracker inside of this thing.
The washing machine.
A washing machine or dryer. Great.
Yeah, that was exactly. That was a,
well, let me watch
a
it one more time, Shannon.
That looked like it had to be like a stick of dynamite or an M80 at least, right? That's more than an M80.
That had to be more than an M80.
That looks like a literal stick of dynamite.
That might have fucked him up.
Well, I mean, dude, because his head was exposed, some shit could have hit him in the fucking head.
No, you're right. He could have gotten
hurt. Broke both his kneecaps.
Yeah, no, I think he's hurt.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt.
He's definitely
hurt.
I think he lived.
That's more than like a commercial firework.
Yeah. That was pretty wild.
Yeah, that was something.
I'm going to say that he died. Why not? What do you say?
I say live.
Live.
Yeah, lived.
Shannon?
The answer is he lived.
Damn it,
Hell
Shannon.
Yeah.
He got 150 stitches in his mouth and a broken ankle.
That's all right.
Better than we thought.
ETV's 150 like stitches in the mouth.
It's like frozen screenshots of
Right in the face.
What a moron.
Right in the face.
I saw my favorite kind of fireworks video yesterday.
It
was an older lady, and she's got a lighter and the firework and a bottle, and you watch her light the firework, put the lighter in the bottle, hold the firework, and get behind a door.
Oh, that's
and from behind
so
the door,
funny.
You just hear a scream in the boom. It was the most Looney Tunes shit.
Oh, that's great. So that's just day drinking. That's, yeah. That's really fun.
All right, this is fun. You guys are the shit. Thank you, Sabrina, for coming in short notice.
You really did save the show.
Guys. Awesome job. Dave Cyrus, you're the fucking man, as
Thank
always.
You so much.
Thank you guys for subscribing. Go subscribe to the brand new Gas Digital. I enjoy you guys for being supporters and subscribers. We'll be back on Friday with an exclusive episode just for subscribers, so we will check you live, 12 p.m. Eastern, gasdigital.com. All right, peace.
That's all, folks.